Confused? Desperate? Need to talk to your shrink? Let's hope it's not in August when the psychotherapists go on vacation. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. August is Judith Rossner's new novel. It's about the parallel lives of a psychotherapist with her younger patient over a five-year period. Rossner was born and raised in the Bronx.
I got started as a writer, I would say, because my mother wanted me to be a writer. Encouraged me in every way, and I always had praise for that. I was not a student. I was a crazy, restless kid, but the only thing that I always consistently did was write and get patted on the head for the way I wrote.
Before she could read or write, Rossner would dictate poems to her mother.
A robin sat up in a tree and sang a little song to me, you know, stuff like that.
In the 1950s, as a housewife, working, going to City College, and trying to write, something had to give. She dropped out of school.
There was never any doubt about what I was going to do. That was why I had the courage, really, to not finish, and to, when I did work, to always take jobs that would not be too challenging.
She did work on a magazine once and found the work so compelling that it diverted her from writing.
There's something about the whole business of being in publishing that is seductive. It's easier than actually sitting down and writing books. And in the long run, you just get lured away. I know many talented writers who work as editors and so on, and maybe some of them would have gone on to write books if they had not found a career that was on its way to being a satisfying.
Judith Rossner had little idea that her novel, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, would strike pay dirt, but it was liberating and paved the way for other novels such as Emmeline and her latest, August. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Judith Rossner, best known for Looking for Mr. Goodbar, knew from the time she was a little girl that she would be a writer. But success didn't come overnight. There were false starts, lots of rejection slips, and finally her novel, To the Precipice.
Of my first three books, the three books before Goodbar, Precipice was probably the most innately commercial. It was the one that had possibility. If I wrote something like that now, it would probably sell well.
But even with three published books, Rossner found herself 36, divorced, with children, and working as a secretary for $10,000 a year.
What was on my mind was very specific, that if I wrote a novel that had sex and violence in it, I would maybe be lucky enough to have a paperback sale of $35,000, of which I would get half, and that would be enough for me to stop working in an office for 2 years.
She turned an attempt to write a nonfiction account of a young woman who was murdered after being picked up in a singles bar into a novel, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Her latest book deals with the interrelationship between a psychoanalyst and her patient. Rossner says she could not have written August without herself going through analysis.
Psychoanalysis cannot help me to deal with the fact that on a day when I ran to the door to get the Times because I knew my Daily Review was in it, the first thing that hit me was that the House had passed the MX missile, which I believe is the beginning of the end if it goes through. Now, my analyst can't do anything about that.
Rossner says analysis can only help people to deal with the issues in their own lives. Rossner does her writing away from her Manhattan home to avoid distractions.
I wrote August primarily at a place called the Writer's Room, which is an extraordinary and wonderful place where people go at a very, very reasonable price if they don't have money. It's run on grants and private contributions, and there are about 20 desks, and you can go there at any time of the day or night, 7 days a week, and write, and it's heaven.
Novelist Judith Rossner, author of August, the month of the year when the psychoanalysts go on vacation. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.